Students of Emmanuel, current and alumni, family and friends gathered here today, and especially the 2014 graduates of our high school, college, and seminary, dear fellow redeemed in Christ, as the text for this occasion, we hear what the Lord Jesus has to say, not only to his disciples, but about all of his disciples. Reading from John 8, which will include more verses than those printed in the service folder, beginning at verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." A year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to attend my daughter's graduation from the local university, UWEC. In December of 2012, she received a computer science degree. The ceremony that day was nearly 2 hours long, maybe more than that, with many diplomas to hand out after a number of speeches were given. The alumni representative speaker had the distinction of, at one point in his career, serving in the U.S. Congress, somewhat famous man. The student speaker that day, a communications major, whose brevity I began to appreciate at that point, said something interesting about herself. She said to the crowd that after graduation from a four-year college with a degree that you would think would be employable, she planned on moving home, living in her parents' basement, and contemplating the next phase of her life, unknown to her at that point. Well, maybe some of you are in a similar situation today. What's the next move? Maybe you know. Maybe you don't know. Some of you, I believe, are planning to return here and attend college and seminary. Others are going to enroll elsewhere. Or you're joining the military. Or you're taking some time off. Or you are graduating from the education program, awaiting a call. Or you have a call whose work awaits your pending arrival. Eventually, graduates move on from here. And so it's fitting at this service to offer you all parting words of wisdom. But not from some alum who's been there and done that. No, we should go to the very top and call upon Jesus, your teacher for life, to address you on the basis of our text. What he has said in John 8, I would like to boil down into something of a paradox. As you move on from here, remain where you are. In a very short time, you will physically leave Emmanuel, the school, but you do not part ways with Emmanuel, the person, the one who is always going to be God with us. That name we know applies specifically to Jesus, whose plan for your Christian education is not done. It's really not done until you retire into heaven. And so when He tells you, stay where you are, He specifically means that you remain in the Word of Christ as His disciples. Do you think of yourselves as disciples of Christ? It's a term we tend to associate with the 12, whose names we know, like Matthew, John, Peter, and so forth. But we all should realize that every believer in Christ is also a disciple of Christ. In verse 31, we heard a very brief yet decisive definition of true Christian discipleship. If anyone abides in my word, Jesus said. If you stick with his word as that certain thing that's going to guide you heavenward, using it, especially the gospel, as your spiritual GPS in this world. Even if you're done with formal education, especially in a Christian school environment, you're not done as his disciples, his students. You still need his tutoring. Even if you've spent 4 years of college and 3 years of seminary engaged in what I would call some pretty intensive Bible study. Thankfully for all of us here, the tutoring done by Jesus is a very portable thing. Wherever you are learning His Word, He is there as the key element in the success of it all. Now, a lot could be said today about your continued involvement with your church, your own personal reading of the Bible, Bible study done with fellow Christians. But let's, for the time being, keep the focus on the attitude which all of us need to have. It starts with realizing that there are many things of a spiritual nature addressed by the Bible that we don't know. We still need to learn or relearn them. So with that in mind, you're willing to do more than show up. You're willing to hear what your pastor says about that, especially the gospel of Christ, and take it to heart, as well as engage in other forms of learning what Scripture has to say. You do these things knowing that His Word is reliable and that He is talking through your pastor's sermon and He is teaching in that Bible class. You know this. You trust this, what the Lord has said. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In the course that Christ has laid out for every one of his disciples, the one thing remaining in his word leads to something else. In fact, as you continue to be his disciples, his students, that act of staying in His Word does more than qualify you for this identity that He gives you. It allows His Word to work in your heart so that you know the all-important truth. What Jesus meant by the truth is not some mystery or something we can play around with and plug in whatever we feel like. He meant specifically the truth of how we are saved through Him. It's the truth of His grace leading to eternal life. In short, it's the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for us. Only that gospel can do what Jesus says here. It alone has the power to set you free, to keep you free from sin, death, and hell. When Jesus said, "The truth shall make you free," there were those in the audience back then who did not understand, even as there are such today. The CIA, for one, has taken these words, "The truth shall make you free," and made them a motto at the headquarters in Virginia. The idea being, I suppose, that the truth gathered by an intelligence agency can keep a nation free from tyranny, terrorism, and the like. We Americans today, like Jewish people back then, have preconceived ideas of what kind of freedom we're supposed to have. By nature, we think in terms of something national or social, something earthly, and not something spiritual. It just goes to show that no matter how long you've been around the Bible, acquainted with what it says, you're not done as disciples who must learn and relearn what it means. What Jesus said, here's the key question. How does He set you free through His truth? That's an important question to answer. You need the answer to it for the next phase of your life, whatever that may be. More than that, having the answer be your reality, having the actual freedom, is necessary for you and me to be right where the Lord has brought us. That is, when you remain in the Word of Christ as His disciples, you also remain in the house of God as His children. There's a connection between the two identities. Your relationship to Christ as followers, students of His Word, and you being the children of God by faith. In fact, by continuing on as His students, you have access to the loan power that will preserve your identity as believing children of the Heavenly Father. It involves a transition from slave to son. It involves a solving of a problem that only Jesus can do, something that He spells out in this way. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. As part of your adoption into God's family, you have been moved from slave to son, daughter. It's a necessary thing for you to be in that household of God forever. It's a certain thing because the Lord makes it happen, just as He said, "If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Yes, your teacher and tutor is also your big brother who liberated you. He invested a tremendous amount of effort to bring you to this point today. It started way back with His coming to earth, His birth in Bethlehem. It culminated with that sacrifice He made for you on the cross. He bought your liberty by His own suffering, with His own blood. Centuries later, you enter the picture through your baptism and your instruction in God's Word. He put His claim on you. Through your hearing of the gospel and receiving the Lord's Supper, He brought liberty to you and caused you to hold on to it. That liberty comes in the form of God's forgiveness of your sins, which He has placed in your hearts. And with that act of liberation, you have the Lord Jesus joining you to Himself, so that where you are, He is. We know of this truth, this fact, as He said in John 13. "If anyone loves Me, he will keep My word, and My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." It sounds like we are meant to be homeschooled in a rather profound way. Wherever you are, as you use and keep His Word, your heart and mind will be both the home of God and the classroom of Christ. It sounds like a recipe for success and security, as you may have to face uncertainty with what's around the corner, with what happens next. But as disciples of Christ and children of God, your most important needs will be met by the Lord who loves you and the Father who cares for you. And as for this matter of what you hope to do one day professionally, that too can be filtered through Him as you seek His will, His wisdom, His blessing in your life. I imagine 10 or 15 years from now, with this group of 34, your occupations and your employers could vary quite widely. But your calling as Christians remains the same. Whether you are a pastor-elect about to start a pastoral ministry, or a teacher graduate awaiting a divine call to teach God's lambs, or graduates ready for seminary, or college, or something else, regardless of your circumstances, you all bear the name of Christ, and you have the light of His liberating truth. He sends you forth from here to share it with the world, to be a part of that commission where He says, make disciples of all the nations. It's a tremendous undertaking that we share with you, and thanks be to God, Emmanuel has helped train you for it. Well, dear graduates in Christ, remember that your training has only begun. As you move on from here, physically, stay where God has brought you, spiritually. Remain in the Word of Christ as His disciples, and so you will be in the house of God as His children. That is His plan for you. And by God's doing and giving, that is your future with Him. Amen. Our service continues with the singing of Lord, Help Your Children As They Go.
Thank you. the company of those who proclaimed it. By the gracious working of our Lord, two men today present themselves for service to the Lord and to His people. Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary is pleased to present the following as pastoral candidates: Peter Thomas Evenson, Peter has received and accepted the call to Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Congratulations, may the Lord bless your work.
David Martin Udy. David has received and accepted the call to Living Hope Lutheran Church in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Congratulations.
Proverbs 3, blessed is the man that gains wisdom, and the man that gains understanding. She is a ruby, and blessed is the man who retains her. We thank and praise the Lord for giving these graduates that gift of wisdom and pray that He may enable them to ever retain it. Emmanuel Lutheran College delights to present to the Churchill Lutheran Confession candidates in three different graduating degrees. First of all, receiving a Bachelor of Arts degree in pre-theology and preparing then to enter into seminary to prepare for the pastoral ministry, Samuel Craig Rodebaugh. Sam is also graduating cum laude with praise. We thank the Lord for giving him those gifts.
Congratulations.
A number of times over the years, the Lord has led people, sometimes who have graduated with a BA from other colleges and had a career, to come back to college to prepare for the ministry, sometimes in other ways. We have another student who you won't see walking across the stage this morning, but has a BA already and has studied with us the last year to prepare to enter seminary. So we thank and praise the Lord also for the gift of Stefan Sonnenfeld, who has completed those courses and will be entering seminary. With a degree in the Bachelor of Science for Elementary Education, Naomi Paulina Augusta Bernthal. Naomi is also graduating cum laude with praise, and we thank the Lord for putting her gifts to such great use. Naomi does not have a call at this point. The Lord has indeed given us in Naomi a special gift for elementary teaching, and we await his guidance in leading her and seeing how he will have her serve. She plans this summer to work as a Disney princess at Menards. That is, if she doesn't get a call. And then perhaps go to back to Fond du Lac and look for employment there. Also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education, Ross Curtis Cook. Ross has indeed achieved a level of academic excellence that is rare. He is actually graduating summa cum laude. That means that he maintained a grade point average above 3.9. Indeed, the Lord has blessed him with gifts, and we pray that we'll continue to bless his use in them in his service. Ross has received the call to St. John's Lutheran Church in Okabena, Minnesota, to be an elementary teacher there, and has accepted it. Our prayers go with him there. And receiving an AA degree, Alyssa Mary Johannes. Alyssa is also graduating cum laude with praise. We pray the Lord would bless her in the use of those gifts as she goes on. She's planning on working for the next year at Old Navy in retail and then pursue a degree in retail management at Stout.
Congratulations.
Caleb M. Meyer. Caleb has so many interests, he hasn't quite decided which one he's going to pursue yet. Maybe auto mechanics, but he has some others on the front burner. But he plans to work a little while and then pursue a further education with one of those interests.
Good morning. It's my privilege to present to you this morning the 2014 graduating class of Emmanuel Lutheran High School. I'd like to share with you graduates three words which I'd like you to remember. And to help you remember those words, you can look at your diploma covers. Now, the first word I'd like you to remember is respect. And I want to thank you for the years of respect and love and honor that you've shown to your classmates, to your teachers, staff members, even coaches and referees and everybody that you run into. And I pray that you would continue with that love and respect as you move forward. In John 15, one of Jesus' last words to his disciples, he said, "Love each other as I have loved you." Second word I want to share with you is responsibility. And I want to thank you for the responsibility that you have executed over the last 4 years. It takes a lot to balance academics and athletics and co-curriculars. And I know a lot of you are under a lot of stress these last couple of weeks and months. And my prayer for you is that you continue to use your gifts to serve in the calling, the various callings that the Lord has called you and will call you in the future. The passage I want to share with you in connection with responsibility is 1 Peter 4:10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. And the last word I want to share with you is redemption. And you can remember, if you remember just one, it's that one. And the word red is in redemption. And I want you to remember that, because the first two words that I shared with you, we can't keep those perfectly. And so, fortunately, Jesus Christ loves us anyway. He has redeemed you and made you part of his eternal family with his holy, precious red blood. My prayer for you moving forward is that you live every day as repentant sinners, trusting in the redemption and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And a passage I want to share with you is from Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And lastly, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Graduates, it's been an honor to be with you the last 4 years, and it is my honor to ask you to come forward to receive your diplomas. Joseph Stephen Albrecht.
Congratulations, Lord.
Lydia Rose Bartles.
Congratulations.
Joshua Thomas Beekman. Abigail Emily Eve Bernthal.
Congratulations.
Aaron Paul Brolin.
Congratulations.
Danielle Amber Gervin. Grant Charles Lee Hulkey.
Congratulations.
Rebecca Erin Bazemba.
Congratulations.
Lauren Francis Kaki. Nathaniel Paul Krause.
Congratulations, Lord.
Darren Patrick Lau.
Congratulations, Lord.
Sierra Rose Lillo.
Congratulations.
Andrew Norman Mackinson. Emily Ryan Marzalka.
Congratulations, Larry.
Jack Tanner Milkey.
Congratulations.
Elijah Ernest Morris. Natalie Grace Miller.
Congratulations.
Ryan Timothy Miller. Kathleen Lynn Naumann. Michaela Marie Naumann. Riley May Nellner. Caleb Matthew Oster.
Congratulations.
Brianna Celeste Rand.
Congratulations.
Matthias Leland Schaller. Rachel Arlene Shazer.
Congratulations.
Kevin David Schrader.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Kevin.
Brandon Thomas Lehman.
Congratulations.
Thank you.